This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. Good to see everybody back. We're continuing Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We are learning Siman Kuftes. Kuftes, Sif Aleph. We began it last time. We're in Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Dalet, if I'm not mistaken. Let's read the Mechaber again. Din eich yisnaik hayachid lechavin betfilasim atzibar. How a yachid could conduct himself to direct his tefillah with the tzibar. Aleph, hanichnas beis haknesa, someone who entered the shul and matz the tzibar misbalan, and he sees the tzibar is already davening. Im yachal lahaschil v'ligmar kadim shagia shel tzibar l'kedusha. If he could start and finish before the shatz gets to kedusha, oy l'kaddish, or even to kaddish, yisbalal, he could daven shmoyne esrei. But he has to be able to finish in time to answer kedusha, answer kaddish. Or the Rama says v'hu adin, the same din would be that he needs to be able to say amen dokel hakadosh and the amen of shemei tefila. The amen of hakel hakadosh and the amen of shemei tefila have a din of kaddish and have a din of kedusha. Now, so the issue here is you're going to be entering Tadavin, and the problem is you're coming late, and because you're coming late, you're going to miss the ability to answer Kedusha, Kaddish, the Amen of Hakel HaKadosh, the Amen of Shemei HaTefillah. So the Mishnah Brura Aleph, which we read last time, I just want to refresh my memory and your memory. What is the issue of coming late over here? What are we afraid? Is it that we're afraid you're going to miss answering Kedusha? Because Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Aleph says that if you want to go and daven in the Azara, that would be okay. So that sounds like the issue is not missing. The issue is somehow you being involved in your davening while they're saying Kaddish and Kedusha. Because why would it be okay to daven outside? So the Rav Moshe asks, it's shver, because he's chayiv to hear Kaddish and Kedusha. So the Igros Moshe explains, you have to say we're talking about where you have a tzorach gadol, therefore we allow you to go out. If you would stay in the Beis HaKnesses, even if you had a tzorach gadol, you would not be able to walk out on Kaddish and Kedusha. In other words, the guy is in a rush. He came late and he has to leave early. It's always the guy, by the way, it's always the guy who comes late has to leave early, you know? They go together. Somehow, the guy who has to leave early, he's the guy who comes late also. But anyway, the guy has to leave early. He cannot leave early once he's in the shul and walk out on Kaddish and Kedusha. So this guy who's coming late and he has to go, if he wants, he could daven outside. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis says this whole sif is talking about Tefillas Mincha. Because Tefillas Shachris, you can't just walk in and skip to Shemayna Esrei. You have to say minimum Birchas Krishma. But, or the case could be Shachris, and you already said what you needed to say. Now, the Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha has a suffix, very interesting suffix. A guy who davens along Shemayna Esrei, and he will not be able to finish to answer Kedusha, is he even allowed to start? The Dirshu brings the Chazon Ish, and Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, yeah, you could. But the Bir Halach is Masupik, whether you allowed to daven, if you're going to miss Kaddish and Kedusha. And don't bring a Raya from here that you're not allowed to, because here, since this is not a full-fledged Tefillah B'Tzibur, because you didn't start together with them, like the Prima Gadim says, but maybe if you start together with them, since now you have a chiyuv to daven b'tzibur and a chiyuv to answer kedusha you don't have right now, so the fact that later on you won't be able to answer, that won't be a problem. And then also you'll be an oinus. And also I would say, you do have the option of being silent and doing it through shemeya ka'ina. If you come late, you also have the option of being silent and answering through Shemei HaKohanim. But at least if you start with them, you get a full-fledged Tefillah B'Tzibur. Okay, so we're in the middle of Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah began with the question that if you have to finish your tefillah before Kedusha, certainly you're going to hear Kaddish after Shemana Esrei. So he says either we're talking about Mariv, where there's no Kedusha, or let's say we're talking about we already heard Kedusha, but you need to hear Kaddish. Okay. So therefore, you need to finish the Shemana Esrei before the Kaddish after Shemana Esrei, meaning finish before the Sheikh Tzibur gets to Amin Yehishmei Rabbah. And in that case, in other words, if you're going to finish Shemana Esrei right when the Shliach Tzibur gets to Yehishmei Rabbah, don't answer Amin, just say Yehishmei Rabbah, because you didn't hear the first part of Kaddish. So your Amin would be an Amin Yesayma. Okay, we're on the second to last narrow line. That's what we're up to. Vada, everything we just did until now was the intro. Okay, Vada. The Amen Yehishmei Rabbah Adif Mi Kedusha. Amen Yehishmei Rabbah is greater than Kedusha. I think if you ask people what's greater, Amen Yehishmei Rabbah or Kedusha, if they stop and think for a moment, they might know Amen Yehishmei Rabbah is greater, but most people still think that Kedusha is greater than Amen Yehishmei Rabbah, which is not the case. Therefore, Al Kenim Ba Samach LeKedusha, if you come to Shul close to Kedusha, V'im Yamtin Ad Acher Kedusha, and if you wait until after Kedusha, Lo Yigmar Tfilasai Ad Acher Kaddish, you're going to miss Kaddish. And you can't wait so long. Meaning you have a choice. You can either start now and get Amin Yishmei Rabbah, or start after Kaddish and not get Amin Yishmei Rabbah. U'lahamtin Ad Acher Kaddish Einu Yachal, M'nei Shezman Tfila Oiver, because the Zman Tfila is going to pass. So it's either you get Kedusha. In other words, here's the case. You come close to Kedusha. If you wait till after Kedusha, then you're going to miss Kaddish. And to wait after Kaddish, you can't do. You're going to miss the Zman Tefillah. Toiv Shiyas L'Sal Kodem Kedusha is better to daven before Kedusha. V'yayuchal Anas Amin Yishmei Rabbah. So in other words, whenever you have a choice, should I answer Kaddish or Kedusha, it's better to answer Kaddish. On that, I would just ask on that, think about what you're doing. You're delaying doing a better mitzvah later by answering Kedusha than gechapping arayin the mitzvah of Kaddish right now. I'm delaying by davening Shemana Esrei now, getting Kaddish later, rather than doing Kedusha now, because Kaddish later is better than Kedusha now. There's a famous machlokes between the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. Is it better to do a mitzvah right away, or is it better to wait and do it better later? Like a classic case would be Kiddush Levana. Is it better to do it right away, let's say right after the third day, or is it better to do it after 7 days? In other words, what's better, Zrizos or Mitzvah Menah Mavchar? Usually we say Zrizos is better, in general. Better to do a mitzvah right away than to do mitzvah min amivcha later. So here the Mishnah Berurah is saying, better to do Kedusha later than to do Kaddish right now. I'm sorry, better to do Kaddish later than Kedusha right now. Why? Why don't we say Zrizos? Chaperain the Kedusha. You never know, you might not be around in a few minutes. Now here it's a little bit different because it's talking about two different mitzvahs. The general machlokes says, is it better to do this mitzvah quickly now or this mitzvah better a little bit later? Here we're talking about where you have a choice between two different mitzvahs. You could do Kedusha now or Kaddish later. We say Kaddish later. U'kedusha adif mi maidim. Kedusha is better than maidim. Al-kenim ba samach l'kedusha. Therefore, if you came to shul next to Kedusha, meaning you came to shul and it's almost Kedusha. Vim yaschel miyad, if you start right away, lo yuchal le'emar Kedusha, you won't be able to say Kedusha. Vim yamtin achad ad achar Kedusha, if you wait till after Kedusha, lo yuchal le'emar le'moidim amat tzibur, you won't be able to say moidim with the tzibur. And you can't wait until after moidim. L'hamtin ad achar moidim ene yuchal, mibnei chashash she'yavar zman tefillah, because you're afraid the tefillah will pass. By the way, but if you're not afraid the tefillah will pass, you have to wait to start your Shemana Esrei until after moidim. Mutav she'yaschel smal achar Kedusha, it's better to wait until after Kedusha, miss moidim. Ken kasav amagin avram. According to what we're explaining later on in Sif Katan Yadal, the name of the Magim Gibarim, it's better to start with this. In this case where you're coming late, it would be better to start the Chazaras Hashatz with the Shliat Tzibur equally. V'yielai Kedusha U'maidim, and this way you'll have Kedusha and Maidim. So it's better to start with the Shliat Tzibur, and you'll be able to get Kedusha, you'll be able to get Maidim. V'chol Shekein Da'amei Nihishmei Rabba Adif Mi Maidim. Certainly Amei Nihishmei Rabba is greater than Maidim. Alkein Mishabal Beis HaKnesses Take of Acher Kedusha. Therefore, if you came right after Kedusha, if you're going to wait until after Moedim, you're going to miss the Amin Yishmei Rabba after Kaddish, after Shemana Esrei. And if you wait until after the Kaddish, you're going to miss this Man. Start right away, because it's better to be Mevatel Moedim than to be Mevatel Amin Yishmei Rabba. The Mutav, Levatel Moedim, Melevatel Amin Yishmei Rabba. The Oid, furthermore, De Moedim Efsher Lishchois Be'emtza Yisan, Moedim, even if you miss, you could still chaperain by bowing. In other words, you could always do Moedim, even if you're not going to say the words Moedim, you could always chaperain a Moedim by bowing while the Shliat Tzibur says Moedim. V'chein adif amein yehishmei rabba mitfila betzibur. Amein yehishmei rabba is more important than davening with a minion. Al Kain in Ba Samach LeKaddish. Listen to this. You came to Shul near Kaddish. Vim Yispalo Tekef. If you start davening right away, the Shemana Esrei, Yivatel Amin Yishmei Rabba. So you came, this is talking about Marav time. You came to Shul Samach LeKaddish. Like this. You came to Shul Marav time. The Shliach, the Tzibur is like up to Shmak Eleinu. If you start Shmona Esrei now, you'll chaperayin a shtickle tefillah b'tzibur, but you're going to miss Amen Yishmei Rabba. V'mispal tegev v'yad Amen Yishmei Rabba. V'myamtin aracher Kaddish. If you wait until after Kaddish, so you chal ispal arvesim atzibur. Amen Yishmei Rabba adif. It's better to answer Amen Yishmei Rabba then to daven with a minion. V'take of achaz ayaschal espal shmona esrei l'shem mincha. And right after this, you should daven shmona esrei for mincha. Now, what's this talking about? He just said we're talking about Marav. In other words, you basically came, it sounds like this guy came mincha time. The guy came at the end of mincha. And the tzibur is up to Kaddish. The tzibur is almost up to Kaddish. And if he waits to daven mincha after the Kaddish, he's going to miss davening mincha with the tzibur. He'll even miss davening marav with the tzibur. So we say, Amen Yehishmei Rabba Adif. So what do? Wait until after Kedusha. Wait until after Kaddish. The take of Acher Zeh Yaschel Esval Shemana Eser L'Shem Mincha. And right after that, say Shemana Eser for Mincha. I, the tzibur, already started marav. Ve'ein lo ilocha shel ma'asha tzibur masal amaskil en arvis. Kiven shu adai in yoyim. So let's try to get this case clear. Here the Mishnah Berurah says that Amein Yehishmei Rabba is greater than Tefillah B'Tzibur. So you came to Shul Samach LeKaddish. Which Kaddish? Sounds like you must have come to Shul Samach to the Kaddish after Mincha. And if you daven right away, you're going to lose Amin Yishmei Rabba after Mincha. If you wait until after Kaddish to daven Mincha, then you're going to lose Marav with the Tzibur. What do you do? Better to wait till after Kaddish, daven Mincha. And the fact that the tzibur started Marav is not a problem. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Hey, let's do one more Mishnah Berurah. Vuhu Adin Amen. The Rama says the Amen of Hakel HaKadosh and the Amen of Shemea Tfila is like Kaddish and Kedusha. It says in Mishnah Berurah, L'chayra Bishlama Amen de Shemea Tfila Yesh Nafgamina. By the Amen of Shemea Tfila, there's a Nafgamina knowing that it's important like Kaddish. What's the Nafgamina? D'yiyat Tzarch Lahamtin Milaspalal Afilu Achar Kedusha Ad Sheyeda Shigmar Kadim Bercha Shemea Tfila. That is, if a person comes late and he's waiting to start Shemana Esrei to be able to answer Kedusha because he knows he's not allowed to start Shemana Esrei at the expense of losing out on Kedusha. But now, if he's not going to be able to finish by Shemea Tfila, he's not allowed to start either. But what's the nafkamina of the Amen of Hakel HaKadosh? Anyway, he had to wait to be able to say Kedusha. So he'll wait a split second more to answer Amen of Hakel HaKadosh. Avla Amen to Hakel HaKadosh, l'may nafkamina. Kivin d'tzarach ligmar l'spalo kodim Kedusha. Since he has to finish davening Shemona Esrei to be able to answer Kedusha, so he's already available to answer Amen of Hakel HaKadosh. Memela yane Amen achar Hakel HaKadosh. V'yesh loymar, says Mishnah Berurah, the nafkamina would be the nafkamina afilu im shama Kedusha. Let's say he heard Kedusha already at a different minyan. The Mikamakim, he's not allowed to daven if he's not going to finish Shemona Esrei to answer the Amen of Hakel HaKadosh. Tzarech lahamtin mishum Amen to Hakel HaKadosh, shlo shama adayin. V'gam le'inyin shlo yamid l'spalo tekev achar Kedusha. Another nafkamina is that if, let's say, you delayed davening Shemona Esrei until you answered Kedusha, you still can't start yet until you wait a little bit more to answer Amen of Hakel HaKadosh. V'gam le'inyin shlo yamid l'spalo tekev achar Kedusha, kiyim achar shiyano Amen al habracha. D'gam zehu shayach l'kedusha. That's part of Kedusha. The Amen of Hakel HaKadosh is connected to Kedusha. V'hu adin im yoidea shatzibur yomru baruchu. Let's say you know that Tzibur is going to say baruchu. V'hu lo shama adan. You didn't hear baruchu yet. Im yuchal ligmar tefilas etem sheyomru hakel baruchu. If you could finish your Shemana Esrei before the Tzibur says baruchu. Mispalo kedarki. Let's say like this. You walk into Marav late. They're ready to middle Shemana Esrei. If you start Shemana Esrei now, you know you're going to miss the baruchu that they're going to say at the end of the Marav. You're now to start Shemana Esrei. You have to wait until after the whole minyan is over and they say baruchu, and then you could daven. Let's say like this. If you know that they won't finish the Shemana Esrei, you won't be able to finish your Shemana Esrei before baruchu, you have to wait at Shir Chadasha. Tzarech lahamtin b'Shir Chadasha ad sheyishma baruchu. Vim kvar shama kedusha. If you already heard kedusha, oy baruchu or baruchu, oy yodea sheyishma achakach, or you know you could hear it afterwards. Ain't tzarech lahamten. You don't have to wait. So any of these responses that you wait for, if you already heard them or you could hear them later, you would not have to wait. Miu lemoidim. When it comes to moidim, afilu shama kama pamim moidim b'tzibor. Even if you already heard moidim many times, tzarech lahamten. Why? Because the reason to answer moedim is not to answer moedim, but it's so that you don't look like a koifer, that you're not bowing while they're saying moedim. The reason is so you don't look like a heretic if you don't bow down. You also have to wait for kaddish, because there's no end of how many kaddishim you should answer. There's no end for how obligatory responding to Kaddish is, but it could be the Kaddishim from Aleinu and on are not obligatory, they were just added later. The only Iker Kaddishim are the Kaddish after Shemana Esrei, the Kaddish before Baruchu, the Kaddish after Shemana Esrei, and the Kaddish after Asher Yuvalot Zion. By the way, the Kaddish after Mizmar Shir was just a ploy to get people to come to Shul early when they have Yahrzeit. But that's also not Mei Ikar HaTfila. Fine. King Kosav HaMagin Avram, V'shar HaChoyinu V'Adarach HaChayim V'Chayyadim Kosav D'chol HaKaddishim M'Sham HaKfar. The Chayyadim writes, all the Kaddishim, if you already heard them, V'Ana Amin Yeshmei Rabbah, Ein Tzarech Sulhamtin, you no longer have to wait anymore. One more, Achar Kedusha. They're like... you know what? We're going to do that part tomorrow, okay? We're up to the next part of the Mechaber. We'll see everybody tomorrow, 9 a.m. Have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.